I'm Isha.
Hi, I'm Sanjana.
And we welcome you to Figuring Out Loud, free-flowing conversations on daily happenings and life experiences. Today, we are figuring out loud if we will ever figure it all out.
And the paradox. So, when we started this passion project, if there was one thing about this podcast that both of us were certain about, it was that we'll be figuring it out along the way. Today is our fifth episode, which marks a special milestone for both of us, and we'd like to revisit the theme of our podcast. So, Isha, what do you think the stage of having figured it all out would really feel like?
I am immediately, you know, going back right now to my childhood, where I felt that once I'm grown up, I have my own life, I can live on my own. By that time, I would know everything. But now, being 32, closer to being 33 years old, and I know that I'm still figuring out a lot of things, or I have this question, that is that stage even attainable? I also think that maybe I will be figuring it out all my life, because the kind of experiences that are yet to come, they're going to be new, they're not going to be the same. There are going to be new things which I don't know in that much detail. And then, I don't know, if I am also right now thinking back to my childhood when I saw my parents and thought that they know everything, they have figured it out. So did they also know? Or when they were being a parent to me, the way we look at them with the certainty that they will tell us things, what's good and what's bad and what we should be doing, did they know all of it or not? Or were they also figuring it out along the way? I don't know. And yeah, I think at least for me, I think that stage might not be attainable, at least in this lifetime.
So yeah, even I feel the same. I do question it, that is it even attainable? And like you said, it feels like it's going to be an ongoing process. But having said that about your parents, I also feel like there's obviously like a generational difference. You know, when we looked at them and we thought that, you know, they've kind of figured it out and they kind of settled. In fact, that's the feeling that you constantly get, that they were so sorted out, you know, at our age, having had us. So I feel why it's different for us is because, you know, in their generation, life was a little more set. Like they had a plan of action or a course, and they just, be it getting married, settling, having kids, there was a plan. But then when it comes to our generation, I feel like we have so much more exposure that we have a lot of options and we haven't had to stick to a plan or a norm, so to say. And that makes us more free to do what we may do, which might appear as that we don't have things figured out or they were more sorted than us. But I don't know, it almost feels like it's not true. Of course, with the freedom of all the choices that we do have and the kind of exposure that we have in life compared to them, I think it also makes us a little more lost sometimes and a little more confused, especially when we are, you know, trying to measure it by, you know, the pre-existing standards or plans.
And I think it's also got to do something with the general direction, in the sense that in our parents' generation, their aim was to be able to provide a good standard of living to their family, to have good education and to have a stable job. And that was the direction. Right now with us, those things being already taken care of, coming from a position of privilege, at least for the likes of us, it's now the question of then what's the direction, or what's next for us, or what are we aiming towards? And this actually brings me to another question, that then how do we even know if we are moving in the right direction? What do you think?
I think knowing if we are or aren't moving in the right direction is almost retrospective. Say, if I were to talk about a particular situation or a circumstance, then only once it's done and over with can we retrospectively say that, yeah, we did the right thing, you know? And if we did the right thing, then that gives us the confidence in ourselves to continue in that particular direction, so to say. But yeah, it seems like a very retrospective thing. And for now, I feel, there are people around us, there are parents, there are elders, there are mentors, there are teachers who obviously guide. There's so much to know in this world, I feel, that you have to rely on what these elders and these mentors have to share with you. So I feel it's a lot of information, which is kind of secondhand, that you have. And then that kind of helps you make your decisions, whether right or wrong. Of course, we'll only know later. But I just feel like there's so much. It's so vast, this whole, the kind of life we live, that we won't possibly be able to figure it all out. And therefore, we'll have to always rely on the information that we get from others, mostly. But then again, of course, some of it can only be learned with experience.
Yeah. So when you spoke about learning from our teachers, mentors, and more experienced people, the immediate imagery that came to my mind is of actually trekking. And so sometimes you see there are multiple paths being taken by people. And it's similar to that. So you can see what are the paths that people have taken. And then you can decide for yourself if you like to go a particular way or you want to do something different because you've seen something else that they might not have seen at that time. Or there's something, let's say, a flower or a tree which has grown somewhere else. So situations also change. So you can have that as a reference point or a map, but you're still free to choose where you want to go. And when you spoke about knowing whether we are moving in the right direction retrospectively, I also feel that somehow retrospectively, you would always feel that you moved in the right direction in the sense that if you take some wrong steps, they are going to add some value to your life in terms of some learnings and making you wiser or stronger. And this makes me feel that maybe it's about learning on the way and being at least true to yourself, being true to your core, moving ahead with integrity. I think that's maybe something that I would keep at the core of moving in the right direction. And everything else that happens, we can't control it or we don't even know. And it's just in the retrospective that we can see how and what difference it has made to us, to our lives and to our journeys.
Yeah, no, I get that. And of course, it's ideal if we don't have regrets, where I said that, you don't know whether you've done something right or wrong. But yeah, we're only human and sometimes you can have regrets, but you're absolutely right when you say that, it's always going to be a learning experience, whether right or wrong. And that just adds on to our quota of experience. And speaking of experience, I also feel that that's also the only solid way to truly understand something. Like when you say you figured out something, or if I were to say rely on an example of, grief. Mm-hmm. I feel like experiencing a certain kind of grief, only the experience of it can make you truly understand what it is, and obviously then come out of it. So it can't be that secondhand kind of information that I earlier mentioned. Some things almost feel like you have to have a firsthand experience of it to truly understand it. And that makes me think that, when you borrow from others also, whatever knowledge you have, it's not like it's a clean slate, right? There's obviously some information that you have from before. And it feels like you apply it on yourself or in your own circumstances. And that kind of adds on or it gives it a different twist because you as an individual are unique. Your experience is unique. Mm-hmm. Your circumstances are unique. So I feel all in all, it kind of gives it a new twist. So yeah. All pre-existing information or all pre-existing knowledge, so to say, since we're talking about, you know, having figured out life or even different kind of circumstances, it almost feels like when you experience it and when you make it your own, you add on to it, like to that whole bag of knowledge, it almost becomes like it's new information because it's always going to be unique to you. So, yeah. I know it's really deep, but I feel everything then becomes more. Like the ocean of knowledge is just almost always increasing on an individualistic level and on like a whole universal level as well.
Yeah, any path that you're taking is not the same because the world around you is changing. You are a different person and everything else is different.
What do you think your hope is for the future?
I think my hope for the future would be not to become complacent, to push myself outside my comfort zone so that I have more chances to keep learning and evolving and then keep figuring out new things and just experiencing the whole of what life has to offer. So, you know, it's interesting that I have this mentor or a good friend who I found in my previous job, and I look up to him so much. He's I think around 10 years older to me, and I just look at him and feel that I want to be this sorted when I am his age or in my current workplace where I have these two amazing human beings and how wise they are, and just thinking that I want to be like them, or there's so much that I can be compared to who I am right now. And then there are a few friends who are younger than me, and they tell me that, Isha, you're so sorted and we just want to be like you. And then I feel like that, you know, you're getting it all wrong. So I guess it's just about having inspirations in your life and then keep evolving. You might be sorted in one aspect of your life and maybe totally clueless in the other, whereas some other person might have it vice versa. So yeah, I guess it's just about constantly learning and evolving and I think taking some risks in life, or maybe not risks, but not being risk averse in my life. That's what I would want my future to be like.
So, you know, when you say that, I feel like, of course, there are people like you who are kind of proactive. They don't want to be complacent. And so there's this constant kind of self-awareness that you want to keep on learning and evolving and, you know, taking on life and in the process, figuring out more and more things. But then I feel, you know, even if that's not the case, and even if you are, say, a complacent person, or even if you don't take life on, you know, head on, I feel life is such a funny thing that it still happens anyway. So yeah. I feel a lot of lessons you will anyway learn because it's like an ongoing process, almost biological for people who are not so self-aware. And life teaches them, you know, the lessons it has to teach them. Of course, the level of awareness, I guess, will vary. And they might not even be aware of the things they're learning. But it's almost biological, like I said. I mean, when you were talking, the image that came to my mind was that it almost feels cyclic. That, you know, one thing gets sorted out and then another challenge comes up or another task comes up. And I'm not talking of them in like only negative experiences or negative problems. I'm talking of them in a very positive manner also, you know, where you can grow and evolve like we've been discussing. So yeah, what I mean to say is that it feels cyclic, like, you know, when we talk about birth and death and life as it happens, and the whole part where you keep coming back to life till you attain moksha. So kind of answering the question that if we will ever figure it out and what that stage would look like, almost feels like we won't know till we're there. And that is basically, I'm trying to draw the you know, comparison to the whole concept of moksha, where you are at it till there's eternal bliss or whatever it is. And so at least in this lifetime, we kind of on the same page where we say that, you know, we're not going to get there, or the end is almost unattainable in that sense, because it's just going to be an ongoing process.
Yeah. And so, you know, this makes me also wonder if, you know, when you're just about to attain moksha, or if we talk about just one lifetime, then if you're on your deathbed and just about taking the last few breaths, is that the time where people might have actually figured it all out, but did not have any way to pass it on? So, you know, there's this author, Bronnie Ware, who'd spoken about top five regrets of the dying. And then this makes me also go back to the point about being true to your core values. Like, the guiding light could be, what would 95 or 96 year old me say when I'm on my deathbed? That wise self could also help us figure it out while we are being clueless in the moment. So we would never, I think, would have figured it all out. Mm. But it's about experiencing life and not giving up on it, so that by the end of it, you can just look back and cherish the journey that we've individually been through, which is so unique and so individual to each of us, and making it so much more special.
So if there's one thing we figured out, is that we'll be figuring it out for a long time to come. And hopefully we'll have it in us to enjoy the journey.